It's a frightful sight. See what goes on Halloween night.
Good evening to all you tympanic membranes out there. You're listening to the 2020 North Carolina Radio Play Festival on the CPF Radio Hour. My name is Manny Mandible.
And I'm Max Maxilla. Call me Maxine and you die.
Bigfoot did it once, and now we hardly ever get to see him.
Together, we're two skeletons in the closet, the most trusted shock jocks of the 2020.
What's our next Halloween story, Max?
I'd rather not talk about this one.
Okay, but I'm pretty sure you said during our meeting...
Hey! Haunted houses are nothing to mess with. Some things are meant to be left alone. End of story. You got that?
Yeesh. Well, I guess I'll bone up to it. It's time for a radio adventure in a haunted house. Here's Oh Darling Sister of Mine by Shelley Stolaroff Seagal.
I seriously can't believe you talked me into this.
Well, then don't be so serious.
You know we're trespassing, right?
I'm not worried about it.
I can't stand it when you dare me.
Yeah, well, you're my lovable sucker. And I just want you to know, if you get scared tonight, I might just hold your hand.
That's a joke. You can't even make it through the first 10 minutes of The Shining.
Not true, Rob.
But sure it is. It's like when you leave the room during Babadook to go to the bathroom or something, and you never come back.
Please, you're still spooked by my dolls. Hey, let's go around back when we finally make it to the house. I don't want anybody to see us.
I thought you didn't care about trespassing. You know we're too old for this, right, Allison?
Speak for yourself. We never do anything exciting for Halloween anymore. Remember how much fun we used to have in college?
Everything was fun in college. Why can't we just stay home and pass out Halloween candy?
When did you ever pass out Halloween candy? You always got to go out with the kids. Besides, we haven't had any trick-or-treaters for years. Little monsters have all grown up, damn them.
Well, I could have recited some Edgar Allan Poe before our hearth.
Our hearth? It's the South. We'd burn up.
I became insane with long intervals of horrible sanity.
Stop.
The boundaries which divide life from death are at best shadowy and vague. Who shall say where the one ends and where the other begins?
Stop!
Words have no power to impress the mind.
No, they don't. Please stop.
Okay. How about... We loved with a love that was more than love.
Okay, Robert, you have to stop now. That's what I get for marrying an English professor.
You know, Allie, we could have just stayed home and watched a scary movie. That's what other...
Come on, Rob. Ouch. Movies aren't scary anymore. They're just bloody. And you know I turn green at the mere thought of a knife or a sword or a battle axe or a chainsaw, nunchucks, a sink
disposal. Okay, I get it. I forgot about your tummy.
Here it is. Jesus, how we can find the doorknob. Isn't this exciting? We're finally here. I'm thrilled to death.
I hope you're not being literal.
Now, let's see if this thing will open for us. Yay! We're in! Oh, God, I've been waiting to sneak in here for decades. Is your phone on?
Why? Didn't you bring your flashlight?
No, I couldn't fit it in my purse.
You brought a purse, but you didn't bring a flashlight.
Rob, you know I gotta have my purse. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm using my phone. I charged it before we left, and you're using yours, so... Wow, this kitchen is huge. Beautiful. Original tile. Oh, what is that smell?
Don't worry, it's just rat feces.
Oh, that's just great.
And now, what's our mission again?
Okay, so all I want to do is find the creepy attic enter slowly and encase the room until I find an enormous dusty trunk in the corner.
I thought you said a chest.
A chest, a trunk, it doesn't matter. I'm just looking for that smelly box that's conveniently filled with old toys and treasures. You know, like maybe a book of poems or dolls, but no Barbies. I want to find dolls like mine with real hair and linen clothes and...
and calculating eyes. Okay, so basically you're looking for a cliche film experience.
Exactly. Oh, check out this butler's pantry. It's so big. Hey, let's find the grand foyer. I hear it's incredible. And there's supposed to be a double staircase, too.
Okay, so what's the story here again?
Well, it's sad. There were two sisters who lived here around the turn of the century. The older girl, Abigail, was about 9, and the younger one, Mary, was about 5. Anyway, legend has it that one day they were playing outside, laughing, chasing each other around the front yard, when Mary ran to the well. You know, the one we just saw. And fell in and died.
Oh, that's awful. Why did she run to it?
They think it's because Abigail took her stuffed bear and was tossing it around to see if she could catch it. I guess Abigail got carried away.
Or she threw it too hard.
Right. Anyway, it ended up in the well, which was deep. They say Mary ran after it and probably leaned over too far to see if she could find it and just fell in. One of the housekeepers saw the girls playing from the window. When she heard Abigail screaming, she ran outside. She saw her trying to hold on to Mary's feet or legs or something. I guess her hands were sweaty because Mary tumbled in and died. And from that day on, they say Abigail never spoke again and lived in this house alone for the rest of her life.
Really? Forever?
Yeah. After her parents died, she let the staff go and lived by herself. Can you imagine? A rumor has it you can hear this creepy...
Oh, okay. This almost reminds me of some good Edgar Allan...
Oh, shit.
What?
My phone was fully charged when we left, and now I'm down to 3%. How is that possible? Is your phone okay?
Yep, I'm responsible. Oops, I thought it was. Mine's dead already.
Okay, Robert, the wood paneling in this house is gorgeous and everything, but my light's about to go out too, and I don't care for the dark. So let's just turn around and go home. We can sneak back here in the spring, okay?
Oh, no, we're not leaving. You insisted I do this, remember?
No, I didn't. I didn't insist. I dared you.
Well, I'm here, and I'm intrigued.
Yeah, well, I'm intrigued, too. So, time to go home and Google it.
Allison, where's that sense of adventure? Anyway, I'm enjoying this in a perverse sort of way. I say we stay. Anyway, unlike what you see in the movies, I brought reinforcements. See? It's LED. I even brought candles, just in case.
No way! did you think
yes.
I would forget?
And you're welcome.
Hey, Rob, no joke. My phone's about to die. Maybe I should just turn it off so... Well, there it goes. Wonderful. No communication.
Except for maybe with spirits.
Not funny, Robert.
I just love the sound of a flashlight.
Wow, look at this foyer. Shit, what was that?
What?
I don't know. It's like a thumping sound. You can't hear that? Rob, it was dead quiet when we got here.
Al, that's just your telltale heart. Or maybe a big rat. No, seriously, it's probably a window banging somewhere. Trust me, you can always depend on logic in these situations.
Logic? Well, that's about the last word that comes to mind right now.
Honey, you have nothing to worry about, okay? This flashlight is brand new. It was brand new. Well, as I've said, I've got some great candles here, so we can safely proceed. See?
No, Robert, I'm freaked out. Seriously? I think I'm going to vomit.
Oh, please, please don't do that. There's no blood on the walls here, I swear.
Stop it, Rob. I mean it. Listen to me. I wholeheartedly concede, okay? I admit that it was wrong of us to come here. It's making me nuts. We need to leave now. I'll even repeat, Your favorite mantra, if that's what it takes to get us out of here. A million times, I swear.
Really?
Yes. Now let's go.
Okay, calm down for a second. We'll just check out the attic like you wanted to, real quick-like, then we'll leave. Let's complete the mission.
Screw the mission. I'm about to throw up.
Here, take my hand. We'll be fine, really. There's a logical explanation for everything.
Oh, really? So why the hell is a clock chiming? Is it running on magic or something?
Okay, I admit that's a little odd. Maybe there's a caretaker who shows up every now and then to wind the thing.
Why? No one lives here. Time to exit.
Allison, you just have to trust me. My guess is that some kids snuck in here earlier on a dare and wound the clock, assuming that two idiots like us would break in and enter. And they wanted to scare the heck out of us.
Yeah, well, it's working.
Oh, look, Al. Here's the grand staircase. Let's just head up.
But what if we can't find the attic? I mean, I appreciate your diligence, Rob, but I am, no kidding, scared shitless.
It's Halloween. You should be scared shitless. Look, we'll be fast, okay?
Well, that's not going to keep me from screaming my ass off if I see a rat. Could you please give me a candle so I can freaking see?
Okay. Let's go straight to the top floor. All right, I think this is the staircase to the attic. Oh, well, see? You can tell because the wood isn't stained anymore. Look at this grain. It looks like maybe knotty pine or
whatever.
Something.
Whatever. I'm not interested in Home Depot right now. Let's just hurry up. Oh my God.
See? Are you happy now?
Wow. I mean, wow. This is amazing. And you know how I hate that word.
Look, Allie, I found this old book.
Rob, does it smell kind of funny in here, or is it just me? You know, it's not like a must or mildew smell. It's more like...
Flatulence?
Yeah, like gas. Gross as that is. Can you smell it?
Nope. It shouldn't smell like a dryer sheet, you know. Well, this really is quite remarkable.
Yeah, it is. Oh, Robert, look at these beautiful dresses. They look almost new. I guess they survived because they're velvet.
Oh, check out this bird cage. Hey, here's a candle holder. They're pretty convenient, huh?
Can I have it? Rob, look over there. Look. Oh, my God, I found it.
Well, what do you know? There it is.
Look at this! Bloody hell!
Wow, this is all wonderfully cliché.
Isn't it? Look, here's some sheet music. Bach, Haydn. Looks interesting. Oh, it's called Old Darling Sister of Mine.
Well, there's your piano. Look over there, near the window. It's a tiny spinet.
How'd that get up here? I wonder if I could play this. I mean, I'm not that great at sight reading anymore, but it doesn't look too hard. Yikes, it just got really cold in here. Can you feel that? I hope my fingers don't get stiff. Robert, this is the song from the music box. Isn't it lovely?
Okay, honey, we should go now. We've completed the mission. No, come on, Al, that's enough. Allison, did you hear me?
I'm not going anywhere. This makes me feel good.
Allie, please stop playing. It's time to go.
No. I said no.
Allison, please. You said you wanted to head out quickly and...
No, Robert. Just shut the hell up.
Oh, shit. Allie? Allie? Allison!
What? Rob, I'm sorry.
Allison!
I don't know what happened.
Allison, listen to me carefully. You need to stand up and walk diagonally across the floor to the door.
What?
Just head for the door and don't turn around.
Well, you know I'm going to turn around now. God, it's them.
I know.
Look, the little one has her teddy bear. Oh, Robert, they're so sweet. We really are seeing them, right? Because this isn't logical.
No, it isn't.
Oh, honey, they're so pretty together, but they look so sad. We're intruding. We're invading their space. Rob, my whole body's shaking. I feel sick.
I don't know what to say. I've never seen anything like this in my life.
Oh, God. Robert, her teddy bear's dripping. It's wet. We have to go now. We have to go. Catch my breath. Oh, Robert, was that real? I feel like I'm choking. Rob, do you think they were mad at us?
Honey, how would I know that? I'm still trying to process what happened.
Maybe they weren't. Maybe they don't experience consciousness because they're pure spirit or something. Maybe there really is some kind of other dimension out there. Maybe we just imagine the whole thing.
Oh, I don't know, Allison. You got pretty freaky back there for a minute.
Yeah, that was strange. I kind of blanked out. I just don't understand it.
I don't either. Why don't you ask them about it next year?
Next year? Yeah, I got a picture of that. There's absolutely no way I'm going back there.
Really? I'd be willing to go back. You don't want another Halloween adventure? I found it to be terrifying and titillating. We could go back with more flashlights.
No, and hell no. Next year, we're just going to relax and watch The Exorcist. Holy shit, I'm going to have nightmares for a week. We'll have to leave the closet light on for a while.
Allison, you're forgetting something.
No, I'm not. I have that piece of shit phone in my purse, and I've got
that's not what I'm talking about.
What? Oh, come on, Rob. Really?
Hey, we bolted out of there, and you promised.
Yeah, but technically it took us longer than it was.
That wasn't my fault. You were having your little Mozart moment.
I'm not in the mood, okay? I think I wet my pants.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, shit. Fine. I was wrong and you were right.
I can't hear you.
I was wrong and you were right.
Okay, that's better. Now, let me hear it the way you're supposed to say it.
No.
Allison.
Oh, for God's sake. I was wrong and you were right. You were right and I was wrong.
Faster.
I was wrong and you were right. You were right and I was wrong.
Again.
I was wrong and you were right. You were right and I was wrong. I was wrong and you were right. You were right and I was wrong. I was wrong and you were right. You were right and I was wrong. I was wrong and you were right. You were right.
That was Oh Darling Sister of Mine by Shelley Stolaroff Seagal. This audio production was directed by Kurt Benrud, featuring the voices of Shelley Sink as Allison and Jeffrey Nugent as Robert. Sound design and editing by Kurt Benrud. Max, can you hear me? You can take the cotton balls out of your tympanic membranes now.
It's a beauty secret for girls. You're scared. Shut up.
This recording is a co-production of the Cary Playwrights Forum and Creative Greensboro as a part of the 2020 North Carolina Radio Play Festival. Say goodnight, Maxine.
I heard that.
Oh, boy.